翻到创世纪。
老师说 ，turn to the book of Genesis。
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12。
我们读第五节到第八节。
We will read verses 5-8。
亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。
Verse 5. Abram took Sarai his wife and Lot his nephew, and all the possessions which they had accumulated, and the persons which they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方摩利橡树那里。那时迦南人住在那地。
Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was in the land.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
The Lord appeared to Abram and said to your descendants, I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是埃。他在那里又为耶和华筑一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord.
我们再读13章18节。
We'll also read chapter 13, verse 18.
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
好了，我们今天暂时读到这里，先低头有点祷告。
This concludes our Bible reading for the moment. Let us bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你在你父我早晨，圣弟兄姊妹同回来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that on this day of your resurrection, you gather, your congregation before you.
我们感谢每次来到你面前，我们是要带着一个欢喜快乐心，因为这实在是一个蒙福日子，这是你的日子。
And we are filled with our hearts full of joy and rejoicing because this is your day.
我们能够一同在你的会中，一同来唱诗赞美你，一同来。领受你的教训，领受你生命的话语。
And in your tabernacle, we can worship and praise you and receive your teaching.
你在每次去在面前说，我们相信你在我们当中，你的话还是带恩典，足以如甘露临到我们心田里面。
And as we gather before you, we receive your grace.
是的，我们心特别在这。黑暗已深，白昼将近，在这个荒凉世代当中，我们实在需要你话语的亮光启示，引领我们过每天的生活。
And through your grace, we truly want to receive your light, because the world we're living in is filled with darkness.
好像我们所经过的日子没有突然，我们在你面前能够继续领受你恩典。谢谢主带领早晨一点时间。
And through your grace, we are not living a common or plain life, Lord, but We truly want to thank you for the time you've given us.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 那感谢主，上次今年的头天是正月初一。
And we thank you, Lord, that the last time we shared was the first Sunday, the first day of this year.
很快，你看今天又已经过一个多月，又进到二月份了。
And today, we've already passed more than a month, it is the beginning of February now.
And
we truly need the Lord to be merciful to us, because the time is passing very quickly. And all the things happening in this world tells us that the day of the Lord's return is coming soon.
特别在这个混乱世代当中，我们实在需要常常停留在主面前。
Especially in this turbulent world, we need to stop before the Lord.
我们要常常领受他的话语的供应
and to receive the provision of His word.
好像这个在这个黑暗时代里面，我们里面有神话语的亮光引导我们
And in these dark times, we would have the Lord's light shine upon us.
让早晨我们再回到亚伯拉罕的事实上。
And we'd like to continue to share upon the life of Abraham. You know, the Bible mentions many times that he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
说到他是亚伯拉罕神，乃是说到本来旨意，神的救赎工作从亚伯拉罕身上开始的起头。
And to say that he is the God of Abraham, tells us that his work of salvation and restoration has a beginning in Abraham.
说当亚伯拉罕还住在加勒底的乌尔，荣耀神向他显现。
And when Abraham was still living in Ur of the Chaldeans, the Lord revealed himself to him.
神要他离开本地本族，往神所指示的地而去。
And he wanted him to leave behind his home and his family and go to the land which the Lord will show him.
他就遵命出去。
And so he left.
这是使徒行传第七章来所告诉我们的。
And this is what Genesis chapter 7 tells us.
但是等到我们读创世纪十一章的时候，我们看见亚伯拉罕虽然是离开加勒底的乌尔，但是他只来到哈兰，他就停留，就住在那里。
The Bible also tells us that even though he left Ur of the Chaldeans, he only went as far as Haran and he stopped there.
但是我们感谢神，神的拣选呼召，神在人身上的旨意是永远不改变的。
We thank the Lord that his calling and his choosing and his work on a person will never change.
他没有因着人好像在这条神所指示的该走的道上，他因着情动神就离弃他。
And he did not, because this man on the path that the Lord chose for him seemed to stop, the Lord did not just abandon him.
所以神第二次再呼召亚伯拉罕。
So the Lord called Abraham a second time.
那就是创世纪十章一开头那所告诉我们的。
And which is what the beginning of Genesis chapter 12 tells us.
神仍然对他说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
And he says, go forth from your country, from your relatives, and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
我们感谢神，这次亚伯拉罕就重新离开哈兰，就往神所指示的迦南地而去。
And we thank the Lord that this is when Abraham left Haran and went to the land of Canaan.
等到他来到迦南地的时候，我们说到他这是一个新的生活的开始。
And when we say he went to Canaan, this is the beginning of a new life for him.
我们上次交通到，他来到迦南地的时候，曾经有在三个地方筑了三座坛。
And last time we shared that in three places he built three altars.
就是，还有他在那里也支搭帐篷。
And there he pitched a tent.
所以从亚伯拉罕开始前面这段历史，我们看见他身上有两个特点，就是一个竹坛，一个是支搭帐篷。
And so we see in Abraham's life there are two characteristics. One is the building of altars, and the second is dwelling in tents.
竹坛呢是说到他和神的有关系。
And building altars speaks of his relationship with God.
这个竹坛呢表明他是一个奉献的人，他是个侍奉神的人。
And the building altars tells us that he is someone who offers sacrifices to the Lord.
那支搭帐篷就说到他和这个世界和这个地的一个关系。
And dwelling in tents shows his relationship with the land.
支搭帐篷就是讲到在地上是一个寄居客旅的生活。
And that he was living his life as a foreigner or a guest.
这是亚伯拉罕起初在信心生活里面表现的两个特点。
And these are two special characteristics of Abraham's life.
我们说亚伯拉罕是神工作的一个起头，这也是说到我们蒙恩人，神也在我们身上有一个新的起头。
And we said this is the beginning of God's work through Abraham. And so in our Christian life,
所以亚伯拉罕的经历也是成为我们的经历。
It is our experience as well.
圣经说亚伯拉罕是个信心之父。
And the Bible tells us that Abraham is the father of faith.
到迦太书第三章来告诉我们说，凡是以信心为本的人，他们就是亚伯拉罕的子嗣。
And so that those who have faith are the descendants of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕怎样因信被神称义，同样我们今天也是因信被神称义。
How Abraham was justified by faith, we also are justified by our faith.
所以，这个亚伯的历史也说到以后因信称义的神的百姓，他们该有那种经历。
And so Abraham's experience ought to be the experience of those of us.
所以，我们读罗马书，那里保罗很清楚告诉我们，当蒙恩得救以后，头一件事情就将自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
And in Romans, Paul tells us that when we first believe, to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And Paul says that this is acceptable to God, which is our spiritual service of worship. So where does service begin? Service begins first with the sacrifice.
所以当罗马书第十二章，保罗讲到说要将自己的身体献上，当做活祭，后面他就开始讲要在教会里面侍奉，讲到我们在地上的生活。And
so after he tells us to offer ourselves up as living sacrifices, he begins to speak of the service life in the church.
从亚伯拉罕历史里，我们可以看见，当一个人在那里有祭坛的时候，
In the Old Testament, when we see someone has an altar.
在那和神有一个正常的关系的时候,
when that person has a normal relationship with the Lord,
他就知道如何用什么态度来看待这个世界。
He knows what attitude to have when faced with the world.
但我们和神有一个准确的关系，看见我们是一帮蒙恩召的人, 我们是一帮属神的人的时候,
when we recognize that we are a people that were called by the Lord and we belong to the Lord,
then
we will know that our lives here on earth are as foreigners. And so Philippians tells us we are heavenly people.
为什么我们是天上国民？因为我们是从上头生的。
And why are we heavenly people? Because we were born
从上头,
from above.
从生的意思就是从上头生的。
And to be born again is to be born from above.
我们知道我们一个人生在什么地方，我们就是属于那个国家的人。
And we know that wherever we are born, we are that country's citizen.
我们就属于那里的国民。
And we are citizens of that.
所以我们现在是从上头生的，所以我们是天上的国民。
And so now we are born from above, and we are a citizen of heaven.
我们生命是从那里来的。
And our life is from there.
但是我们今天是在地上，是过寄居客的生活。
And so our life here on earth is as a foreigner and a guest.
所以我们知道，我们不过是在一个回，为什么是个寄居一刻的生活？因为我们是走在一个回天家的路程上。
And we are foreigners, yes, because our lives are a journey to return home to heaven.
所以有一天我们离开这个世界的时候，我们说我们都是回到天上的家。
And so when we one day leave this earth, we say we are going to our heavenly home.
因为我们是从那里来，有一天还要回到那里去。
Because we are from above and we will return there.
那才是我们的家，世界不是我们的家。
And that's where our home truly is, and the earth is not our home.
所以，亚伯所学的也是我们应该所学的。
And so what Abraham learned is what we ought to learn as well.
所以当亚伯来到迦南地的时候，他每到一个地方，在那里都是为耶和华筑一座坛。
So wherever Abraham went in Canaan, he first built an altar.
也就是说，亚伯每到一个地方，他的生活都是根据在那里有一个祭坛。
Which is to say, wherever he went, he lived his life as a sacrifice.
所以他来到这个地方的时候，因着有祭坛，他对那个地方就有一些新的认识，一种新的经历。
And so wherever he went and built an altar, he had a new experience with the Lord and a new understanding.
就是我们今天都是搬到一个新的地方去住。
Like today, if we move to a new place,
我们当然对环境有一个新的认识，有一种新的体会，有一种新的一个经历。
We'll learn new things about where we're living, and we'll have a new experience.
所以，亚伯来到迦南地的时候，他借着在各个不同的地方筑祭坛。
And so Abraham, as he traveled through Canaan, he built altars.
我们看他从这个东北地方那里，他所认识的，他所该经历的是什么呢？
And so in these three places where he built an altar, what did he experience? What did he learn?
那是说明来到迦南地，迦南地是借这个三个地方要表明他有什么特性，神的百姓对这个地方应该有什么认识和经历。
And so, what are the characteristics of these places that he went that we ought to learn from?
亚伯来到埃，来到迦南地的时候，来到迦南地的头一个地方乃是四卷摩利橡树那里。
The first place in Canaan where Abraham arrived was Shechem, the oak of Moreh.
四卷摩利橡树那里为耶和华筑座坛。
And there he built an altar to the Lord.
四卷这个原来原文的意思乃是肩膀。
The meaning of Shechem is
肩膀
shoulder.
Shoulder. 肩膀就是一个有能力的地方。
And a shoulder is a place with power or ability.
所以一些重的东西我们手拿不起来的话，我们可以用肩膀把它扛起来。
If we are lifting something and it's really heavy, we can sometimes get our shoulder underneath it and lift it up.
所以事件说到是有能力、有力量的一个意思。
So,Shechem is a place of ability or power.
许多读经人告诉我们说，迦南乃是表明象征耶稣基督。
And some scholars say that Canaan represents the Lord Jesus.
所以亚伯拉头一个地方就是事件摩利橡树那里说，他要经历认识神的能力、基督的能力。
And so when he arrives in Canaan, he wants to he needs to experience.The strength and this power of the Lord.
Paul says
Jesus
is 神的能力.
And Paul says that Lord Jesus is the strength of
神的能力. Jesus is 神的能力.
Jesus is the strength of the Lord or power.
圣经许多地方都讲到我们神是有能力的神.
And the Bible tells us that God is powerful.
他曾经用那大能的膀臂把以色列百姓从埃及法老的权势底下领出来。
And by the strength of his mighty arm, he led Israel out of Egypt from under Pharaoh.
路加福音四章讲到有一个人，他去找那把那只迷失的羊找回来的时候。
And Luke chapter 15 tells us that when someone once goes to find a lost sheep,
他找了他。找着他就非常欢喜，把他扛在肩上，把他带回家。
And when he found it, he raised it on his shoulders and rejoicing and bring that lost lamb back home.
感谢主，主实在是蛮有能力的主。
We thank the Lord that He is a Lord of great power.
不仅他把我们从罪恶权势底下拯救出来、释放出来，用他肩膀把我们带回到他的家中。
Not only He saved us out of sin and darkness, but He brought us back to His home.On his shoulders.
不仅他是有拯救能力，他也是个保护能力。
Now he has, does he have the power to save? But he has the power to protect.
所以耶和华第十章呢告诉我们说，那些属主的羊呢，主要把永生赐给他们，他们永远不灭亡。
And so John tells us that, when he saves us, he will give us eternal life, and we will never perish.
所以不能从我手里将他们夺去。
And no one will be able to take us out of his hand.
不仅没有人可以将我们，把我们从主的手中夺去。
And no one can take us from out of the Lord's hand.
他说，也没有人可以把我们从父的手中夺去。
And he also says that no one can take us out of our Father's hand.
感谢主，我们看见这是一个双重的保护能力。
And so thank God, this is a twofold protection and power.
我们所信的，我们相信的主耶稣基督，他是全能、蛮有能力的主。
We thank our Lord Jesus, who we believe in, is full of strength and power.
圣经里亚伯拉罕来到这个世界那个地方，他头一个所要认识的这个神呢，是能力的神。
And so the first thing that Abraham learns about the Lord is that He is a mighty God.
并且他在那里听到这个能力的神如何显在他的身上。
And he saw how this mighty God revealed himself to upon Abraham.
所以罗马书第四章来讲说，亚伯所信的是那位叫死人复活、死无变为有的神。
And so, Romans tells us that he believes in God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. Calls into being that which does not exist speaks of the Lord's power of creation. So what the Lord commands happens, and when he speaks, and all things were created by his word. And his word is therefore a power. And when he spoke, that man who was lame for 38 years got up and walked. With one word, he would cast out demons.
曾经有一个患血肉妇人来热死了身旁，只摸他的衣裳碎，他的血肉就止住了。
And the woman who had an uncontrollable hemorrhage, she just touched the fringe of his cloak and her bleeding stopped.
因为他在摸到主自己，主就是能力。
Because she touched the Lord himself, and the Lord himself is power.
她病就得了医治。
And her illness was healed.
不仅亚伯所信的这个死无变有的神，是个创造的神。
And not only is the Lord who can raise the dead, but he is the Lord of creation as well. And he is the God that Abraham believes in is the God of resurrection. And this is one of the greatest powers in all of creation. The power over death. Because we know that today, everyone is under the power of death, and death is one of the greatest forces in the world. And no one can overcome death.
但是我们感谢主，主道成肉身来到地上，他虽然死了，他要从死里复活了。
But we thank the Lord. The Lord came down to earth. He died, but was resurrected. Because death could not touch him. His resurrection life overcame the power of death. Through his death, he defeated him who had the power of death, which is the devil. So here Abraham experienced this power of the Lord of resurrection. And so when Abraham was old and he had Isaac, the Bible records that he was close to 100 years old. And his body was like a dead man. And Sarah herself was also very old. And the two of them together were like persons who were dead. They had no power of life within them. And in this state, they continue to have this hope. And they had Isaac. By faith, through the promise of the Lord, they had Isaac. So we see Abraham experience this power of resurrection life. And when he had to offer Isaac on the altar, he once again experienced that resurrection life. After he had Isaac, the Lord asked him to offer Isaac up on the altar.
亚伯就顺服神的话，就把以撒献在燔祭坛上。
And Abraham was faithful to God's command to offer up Isaac.
希伯来书告诉我们说，他是因着信心把以撒献上。
And Hebrews records that by faith he offered up Isaac.
因为他以为神还能叫人从死里复活。
Because he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead.
他也仿佛从死中得了他儿子。
And he had received his son from out of death.
在创世纪22章所记载的故事，我们都非常熟悉。
And this story, which is recorded in Genesis 22, we are very familiar.
所以亚伯来到世界这个地方的时候，他刚才经历到这个死而复活的能力，显在他这个历史人身上。
And so in Shechem, he felt this power of resurrection life in him. Self, who was as a dead man. How did Abraham have this experience of this resurrection power? Because in Shechem, at the Oak of Moreh, there was an altar.
亚伯人就像一个祭祀一样，把他自己摆在这个祭坛上。
And Abraham, as a living sacrifice, offered himself up on this altar.
Yeah.
And he died there.
当他死掉的时候，复活生命就从他身上显出来了。
And when he died, the power of the resurrection life appeared in him.
一个人要复活，是说想要复活，就是因为他先有死。
To say someone is resurrected, first they have to be dead.
没有死就没有复活。
If they haven't died, then there's no resurrection.
圣经怎么今天讲到我们属灵生活也是一样。
And brothers and sisters, our spiritual life today is the same.
我们常常盼望要活。
We want to live and live and live.
我们要为主活，我们让主的生命从我们身上活出来。
We want to live for the Lord. We want to have the Lord's life lived out within us.
但是我们的经历常常我们在那里活不了。
But in our experience, we often seem to that we can't live.
甚至好像要活的时候反而死了。
And when we want to live, it's often we feel like we're dead.
因为在我们身上没有个祭坛。
Because brothers and sisters, there's no altar in our lives.
就是我们身上有祭坛，我们是经过死才能经历到祝福。
Because brothers and sisters, unless there's an altar in our lives, and we first pass through death, we will not be able to have this.
一个人想要活，他必须要先死。
If a person wants to live, they must first die.
那就是我们这个属肉体的生命，这个亚当的生命，必须要先自死。
And so our fleshly life, the life of the Adam within us, must die first. And only then can we experience the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus. Why do we often live in the condition of failure?
可能有一个关键的因素。
A key point that we're missing.
我们身上是不是有祭坛?
Do we have an altar in our lives?
我们是不是在那里，就是能够愿意死在祭坛上?
Are we willing to die upon this altar?
若是我们不愿死在祭坛上，就没有复活事情发生在我们身上。
If we don't experience the death on the altar, we won't experience this resurrection life.
若是我们是一个真正奉献的人。
If we are truly a people of sacrifice,
我们把自己交托给主的时候,
if we offer ourselves to the Lord,
我们信心当然放下自己,
if we are willing to put aside ourselves,
自然复活生命就从我们身上显出来,
then the resurrection life will reveal itself within us.
因为亚伯身上有祭坛,
because in Abraham's life he had an
altar.
We see the Apostle Paul, he also had an altar in his life.
他是一个奉献的人，他是一个把自己交在祭坛上的一个人。
He is a person who sacrificed and put himself on the altar.
所以他在生活事中上，他一直经历到这个死活，就复活生命从他身上显出来。
So he constantly experienced this resurrection life within himself.
按照人的天性来说，每一个人都是软弱的。
From a natural point of view, everyone is weak.
保罗也是一个软弱的。
And Paul himself was also weak.
保罗说，有谁软弱，不软弱呢？
He said, who is weak where I am not weak as well?
因为神给他一个极大启示。
The Lord gave him this great revelation.
但是神恐怕他因为有一个极大启示，恐怕他会自高。
And to prevent himself from exalting himself.
所以神在他身上给他一根刺。
Therefore, the Lord gave him this thorn in his flesh.
这个刺是什么？神没有清楚告诉我们。
And what this thorn is, it was not clearly revealed to us.
但是总是这一根刺在保罗身上让他极其痛。
But this thorn caused Paul to constantly experience this pain.
让他觉得受不了。
to the point where he could not take it.
所以他三个有三次求主叫这一根刺离开他。
And he asked the Lord three times for this thorn to be removed from him.
他第一次向主祷告求这根刺离开他。
So the first time he prayed for this thorn to be taken away from him.
但是主没有听。
But the Lord did not hear
his prayer. 第二次还在求，也没有听他祷告。
And the second time he asked, the Lord still did not.
若是那根刺不是很厉害的话，我想保罗也许他可以忍受住。
If the thorn was not extremely potent, I think Paul would have been able to withstand it.
可能事情就很快就可以过去了。
And maybe he would be able to tolerate it and move on.
就是因为那根刺让他觉得受不了，他实在需要求神把这根刺挪开。
And because this thorn was intolerable to him, he had to ask the Lord to remove it.
但是神没有听他祷告。But
the Lord didn't hear his prayer.
神只说我恩典够用。
He said, the Lord said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
因我的能力在人软弱上显得完全。
For power is perfected in weakness.
所以我们看保罗的确是在极其软弱当中。
And so we see Paul is in this state of weakness.
他身上的确有一些难处。
And he has this difficulty in his life.
那他实在忍受不了，所以他才求主说把这根把这个难处拿掉。
And because he cannot tolerate it, he has to praise the Lord to have this thorn removed.
但主说我的恩典够用。
But the Lord said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
主没有把这个难处拿掉，主拿这个恩典来托住保罗。
The Lord didn't remove this thorn from Paul's life. But he supported Paul through his grace and showed his power to him.
所以他更喜欢夸他自己的软弱，好像基督的能力来护庇他。
And so therefore, Paul is more willing to boast about his weakness than the power of Christ to dwell in him.
所以我们看保罗在 更多后书第十章那里讲到他许多环境的艰难，许多环境不容易。
And so in 2 Corinthians, when Paul is speaking of the difficulties of his condition,
许多苦难临到他身上。
And he had many difficulties that arrived upon him.
有时候是从环境来的，有时候是从外邦人来，甚至有些是从神的儿女身份来的。
And some of them are from the outside condition, some of them are from the unbelievers, and some are from God's children.
在这许多艰难困苦里面，他当然知道宝贝，有宝贝在他瓦器里面。
And through his experience in his trials, he found that he had a treasure within his earthen vessel.
这个宝贝就是讲到耶稣基督复活能力。
And that treasure is the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
所以不是保罗没有软弱，不是保罗在肉身里面没有难处。
It's not that Paul was not weak and he didn't have any difficulty in his life.
他的主是主，他比任何人遭受更多苦难。
As he served the Lord, he experienced more difficulty than any other person.
但是主没有把这些苦难把他挪开。
But the Lord didn't remove these difficulties from him.
叫他在苦难里面知道他里面有宝贝。
But through these difficulties, revealed to Paul that he had a treasure within him.
像他经历在主耶稣基督复活里面胜过那些难处。
That he, with the power of the Lord Jesus, he would overcome these difficulties.
他可以在许多艰难困苦里面一直往前走。
And that in these difficulties, he would be able to continue forward.
为什么保罗有这样的经历呢？
But this is why did Paul have this experience?
因为保罗身上同样也有祭坛。
Because Paul also had an altar in his life.
所以，弟兄姊妹，若是我们身上没有祭坛的话，所以
we don't have an altar in our lives.
我们若不是个奉献给神的人
，if we're not a people willing to sacrifice to the Lord，
我们可能就会一直活在软弱里面，我们不会经历到死而复活、生命的能力在我们身上。
We may continue to live in our weakness and not experience the resurrection power of the Lord within us.
所以，弟兄姊妹，当亚伯拉罕来到这个迦南头一个地方，事件这个地方的时候。
So when Abraham went to Canaan and first settled in Shechem,
他认识基督是复活能力。
He learned that the Lord Jesus was the power of resurrection.
他经历复活生命能力在他身上显出来。
And he experienced the power of resurrection in his life.
他是在事件流离向书那里。
And at Shechem, at to the oath of Morah.
这事件讲到神的能力，摩利也受到教训。
So Shechem speaks of the power of the Lord, and Morah is speaks of teaching.
就是一个知识，
which is a
一种知识
form of
knowledge.
对，
一个
knowledge.
所以我们看见当亚伯拉罕的经过生命能力的时候，他就产生了属于生命知识来。
And so when he experienced the power of the Lord, he came to understand this knowledge.
这个能力改变他的生命。
And this power changed his life.
当他在经历复活生命的时候，他当然就对属灵事情有个生命知识的认识。
And when he experienced this, he began to have this understanding of spiritual matters.
这是亚伯拉罕起初灾难所要经历的。
And this is what Abraham needed to be experienced first.
因为什么？这是在我们身上没有经历死而复活生命，我们对死的事情也是非常模糊的。
And if we don't experience for ourselves this death and resurrection, then our understanding of spiritual matters would also be very hazy.
我们所接受的可能都是一个外面的道理上的知识就是了。
And what we may receive is an outward understanding.
不是从生命复活，不是从复活生命里面所经历所带出来一个认识。
And it would not be an understanding brought about by experience of the resurrection life.
那就是停留在世界上的知识啊，在身上就发挥不了功用。
And if we only have this outward understanding, then it would not be effective in our lives.
所以为什么这是常常我们在属灵生活上的一个真实的光景？
And so this is a real experience in the lives of many Christians.
所以看见世间能相信在这里，因为有个根基就是祭坛。
And so at Shechem at the Oak of Moreh, there is a root because there is an altar.
所以看见属灵生命的历史，生命知识都是从这个祭坛的根基所产生出来的。
So our spiritual experience in our understanding of spiritual knowledge starts with this altar.
所以我们看见祭坛在我们身上是一个极其重要的一件事情。
So having this altar in our lives is a very important thing.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕他来到某个地方的时候，他当然就有祭坛。
So we see wherever Abraham traveled, there he first built an altar.
所以从一个祭坛就让他在那里重新对呼召他这个神有一个更多清楚的认识。
And because of this altar, everywhere he went, he would have this deeper understanding of the Lord who called him.
然后第二祭坛呢，是他来到伯特利所设立的。
And his second altar was built at Bethel.
伯特利的意思就是神的家。
And Bethel is the house of the Lord.
所以神要亚伯兰在伯特这个地方来认识，来经历什么是神的家。
And so at Bethel, the Lord wanted Abraham to learn what it meant to be in the Lord's house.
我们知道神家一向是头是圣经里面讲到那个第一次意象，第一次意象呢是说到神家的意象。
And so the Bible,
圣经第一次的意象，我们记得是
the first.
The vision
of the in the Bible is of the Lord's house.
So we see God's house, God's house, this image in God is a very important, very precious
thing. And so we see that the vision of the Lord's house is a very important one.
This God's house is recorded in Genesis 28.
And this vision of the Lord's house is recorded in Genesis 28.
那是当雅各离开他父亲的家，要往哈兰去，他母亲拉班那里去的时候。
When Jacob left his father's household to go to Haran, the land of his uncle Laban.
因为太阳下了山，天黑了，所以他在那地方就拾起一块石头枕在他的头上，他在那就睡觉了。
Because the sun had gone down and it was getting dark, he rolled a stone to be his pillow and he laid there to
sleep. 在梦中呢，他看见异象，有一个妻子，立在这个妻子立在地上，头是顶着天。
And there he had a dream. There was a ladder reaching up into heaven, and at the end of it was the house of the God.
有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And there were the angels of the Lord walking up and down this ladder.
耶和华呢就站在梯子上面，然后对他说。
And the Lord stood at the top of the ladder and spoke to him.
他说我是民族亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。
That I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac.
我要将你所现在所躺卧之地呢赐给你和你的后裔。
And I will give the land where you are standing and to you and your descendants.
神应许他说你无论往哪里去我都要与你同在，我保佑你。
He said, wherever you travel, I will be with you to uphold you.
还要把你领回这个地方来。
And I will bring you back to this place.
这是圣经头一次出现异象的地方。
This is the first vision in the Bible.
是到神的家的异象。
It is the vision of the house of the Lord.
这个什么是神的家？
So what is the house of God?
所以当雅各醒来的时候，他非常惧怕，说这是何等的地方？这是神的殿，是天的门。
And so when Jacob woke up, he was frightened and he said, "How often is this place? There is none other than the house of God, the gate of heaven."
把那个地方取名叫伯特利，就是神的家。
And then he named the place Bethel, which is the house of God.
所以当亚伯来到第一个地方伯特利的时候，他在那里要看见什么是神的家。
And so when Abraham came to Bethel, he had to see what was the house of God. And we may be very familiar with the concept of the house of God. We say the house of God is the church. The house of God is all of us people.
So we thank God for the fact that Abraham brought his wife to the house of God to see that God has a house here.
And we thank the Lord that when God called Abraham out of the land of Ur, he brought him to Canaan to say, this here is the house of God. And it is a group of people, it is a community.
我想只有一个单身，我想奉献这个家。家总是有大人、小孩、父母、儿女，这才算个完全，才能够表明一个家的一个情形。
And I don't think that a single person could represent a house household. And you know, a household has to have the adults and the children, the parents.
所以感谢神，我们原来是局外人，不是神家里面的人。现在因着相信主耶稣基督，我们进到神家，成为神的家人，神家里面的人。
We thank the Lord that even though we started as outsiders, we have been adopted into the household of God, and we now are part of His household.
所以在伯特利这个地方也有祭坛。
And so at Bethel there is also an altar.
神的家呢是。建立在这个祭坛的根基上
，and the Lord's house is built on this altar.
我们家还是
foundation
建在主耶稣基督十字架救赎的根基上
，and the Lord's house is built on the foundation of the Lord Jesus.
我们因相信主耶稣基督，我们成了神家里面的人
，because we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are now part of His household.
我们也成为基督的身体
，we are His body.
我们成为基督的身体，成为他的居所。
And we are his resting place.
讲到身体，就讲到一个生命的东西，生命的机体。
We speak of a body, it is something that is of life.
所以感谢主，我们因着相信主耶稣基督，我们得到生命。
We thank the Lord that because we believe in the Lord Jesus, we receive life.
我们成为有生命的机体。
And we are now this body of life.
So we are now all united together. This is God's body. This is Jesus' body. This is God's
home. So all of the saints gathered together are God, Lord Jesus' body, or His
house.
And the Lord wants to obtain this house on
the earth.
Not only does he want to obtain this house, he wants to establish his house.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，在以弗所那里告诉我们说，神赐下各样恩赐，把一些人当作恩赐赐给教会。
And so Ephesians says that the Lord has given grace to these people to help build up his house.
借着他们把神的家、把基督的身体来建立起来
，to build up his house, to build up his body.
叫基督身体要长成满有基督长成的身量
，to grow into the full measure of the stature。
这是神基督上唯一的工作
，and that is the work of The only work of Christ today.
所以彼得前书呢告诉我们说主乃活，主乃是活石。
And so First Peter tells us that the Lord is a living stone.
主是一个有生命的石头。
He is a stone that has life.
我们来到他面前也像活石一样。
And as we come before him, we ought to ourselves be living stone.
我们也是一块有生命的石头。
A stone as well that has life.
神将来我们要被建造成为属灵的宫殿。
To be built up into the spiritual house.
是因为神家建造是个属灵生的建造。
And so this building up is a spiritual building up.
将来我们看见生命需要成长。
And then we see our life needs to grow.
因为建造就是要一个生命的成长。
Because growing a life is a spiritual building.
所以身体不是不单讲到好像是一个只是一个身体，身体就讲到身上还有各种不同身体。
And so the body is not just this one thing; it is a body of many members.
这些肢体合在一起才能够构成一个身体。
And all these members put together, only then is it a body.
我们知道今天这个世界教训教导人，就是说个人都是个人主义。
And we know in the world today, they tell us that each individual has their own individual will or purpose.
对啊，表现自己的才干能力。
And they need to express their individuality to succeed.
但是我们知道，神家建造不是表现个人。
But we know that God's house is not to express the individual.
神家建造是叫这个整个身体能够成长，能够被建立起来。
But that the church is there, that the whole body needs to be built up and grow.
一方面讲到身体的时候，我们就看见身体上有不同的肢体。
And we see that on the body there are individual members.
所以我们就是看见一个身体。
And although we see one body,
但是当我们看一个身体的时候，自然而然我们就看见身体上有不同的肢体。
But naturally, as we see a body, we'll see that it has its own members.
就像我们看一个人，我们是看他整个人。
As we see a person, we see the whole person.
我们不会特别注意到他的头、他的手、他的脚怎么样。
And we'll pay attention specifically to his head, or his hands, or his feet.
我们说我看到一个人，那意思就是我看到这个全人这个人。
When we say we saw a person, we mean we saw this whole person.
那一方面的确我们看到是一个全人。
And even though we see the whole person,
但是很自然我们就看见他这个身体上有不同的肢体摆在那里。
But naturally, we will see that on this whole person, they have its individual members.
所以身体我们需要先看见这个身体。
So first, we need to see this body.
当我们真正看清这个身体的时候，自然而然我们就看见这个身体上是有不同的肢体。
And as we see Christ's body, we will naturally see that it has its many members.
但是这个身体的成长是个团体的成长。
But the growth of the body is the growth of all.Of its members.
而团体的成长呢，是因为肢体的成长所带出来的结果。
And this corporate growth is from the growth of.
所以我们个人在追求属于生命成长，都不是为了我们个人。
And so when we pursue our spiritual growth, it is not for ourselves.
我们之所以追求个人属于生命成长呢，是为了整体。
And we want to grow individually, not for our own sake, but for the corporate body.
为了教整个成长。
For the whole church,
不是要凸显我这个人好像与别人不一样。
And it's not to say that I was different from someone else.
是因为什么？我们必须要把自己摆在这个身体里面。
And so, brothers, we need to put ourselves in this body.
我是我们按着神所赐给我们不同恩赐，我们身上能够尽我们的功用，我们将彼此配搭。
And we need to build each other up to grow the
entire.
And then the body itself will be able to grow.
So, if there is a body that is growing, then the body itself will be able to grow. So, if there is a body that
is growing, then the body itself will be able to grow. Then naturally the corporate body itself will also grow.
So, if we see a person's body, we will
not see a person's body.
We will not find that this person, like his legs, are growing in a normal way, but his hands are like.跟他小孩子一样，还是小小的。
It's not often we'll say, "Look, their foot is growing normally, but their hand is very small."
所以这原来这是个不正常的情形。
And that is an abnormal condition.
因为正常的情形，我们看他脚在长大、在长成的时候，他手同样的也是到比例这么长。
If we see someone drawing normally, we'll see their foot is drawing proportionately with their hands.
所以今天的法告诉我们说，我们不要看自己过于手端看，也不要小看我们自己。
And so Paul tells us not to think ourselves more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
我们照着神所给我们信心的大小、信心的重量，我们当然服侍在那里看得合宜的话、合乎中道的话，这样而来，我们当然就能成长，佩戴就显出那美好的身体出来。
And as long as we live according to our measure of faith, then we will grow naturally and we will fit together properly.
今天今天都是我们来到神的家伯利恒这个地方。
And so as we come to here, Bethel, this place of the house of the Lord.
同样在那里又是有祭坛。
And likewise, if there is an altar.
若是我们是一个奉献的人。
And if we are people of sacrifice.
我们要把这个小小肢体摆在身体里面。
If we place our small body in the corporate body.
照着神所赐给我们的不同恩赐，我们应该尽上我们本分。
And as we contribute according to the grace that the Lord has given to us.
我们看见在这里就有生命的成长。
Then we'll see here the growth of the body.
人今天人看一个教会到底有没有成长，都是根据外面人数的多寡来做一个判断。
People often measure whether a church is growing by the number of people in it.
但是从圣经上可以看见，神不是看外面人数多少。
But we see the Bible tells us that God doesn't count the outward number of people.
而是看这些属灵生命的成长是怎样光景。
But the measure of the spiritual growth.
这个成长是借着我们这属灵人数有多少。
And that measure is based on how much knowledge of spiritual matters that we have.
对神的旨意你要明白有多少。
How much we understand of God's will.
到在我们属灵生活上到底所表现出来是一个幼年的光景啊，是一个非常成熟老练的一个人。
The light that we exhibit is it of one of someone who is mature.
都是要释放在各方面表现的行事为人上表现出来，的确是个长大成人的人。
And is our spiritual service one of a mature person who has grown?
那就是个生命成长。
That is the measure of spiritual growth.
我们说一个幼儿园的小孩子，他聚在一起也是非常快乐的。
We see someone, a young child who gathers us may be filled with joy.
因为他可以跟很多同伴玩在一起，非常快乐。
And they may be happy to be able to play with all their friends.
但是我们看见他们在一起的时候是吵吵闹闹的。
But we see that when they're together, they're also noisy and rowdy.
所以显然他们仍然是一个小孩子。
And it shows us that they are actually a child.
但是一群大人，他将来可能也是会聚在一起，非常喜乐，非常快乐。
But we see a crowd of adults gathered together, they may also be filled with joy to
gather together.
But if they don't exhibit this rowdy, noisy behavior of
children,
there the same joy may be present. But the life that they exhibit will be different.
弟兄姊妹，刚才说到一个基本的关键呢，是到底有没有祭坛。
And this speaks of a fundamental issue. Do we have an altar?
若是有祭坛。
If we have this altar,
每个人身上都有个祭坛在那里。
If every person has an altar there,
每个人都愿意把自己交在祭坛上。
If each person is willing to offer themselves up on the altar,
因为在那死了。
And there die,
自然而然在这里生命就长出来。
Then naturally, life would grow from there.
生命在这里流就能够建立起来。
And life would be able to build, be built up there.
我们就要在那里去能够彰显主耶稣基督自己。
And the house of the Lord will be able to exhibit the Lord Jesus there.
基督在神家，他就可以找到安息的所在。
And Lord Jesus will be able to find a resting place in His house there.
然后第三个地方，亚伯拉罕来到希伯伦这个地方，他同样是那个在那里搭了一座祭坛。
And the last place Abraham went to and built an altar was in Hebron.
希伯伦的意思呢是交通。
And Hebron is to communicate.
是神呼召亚伯拉罕从加勒底乌尔出来进到迦南地，就是要让他与神有一个交通。
So the Lord called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans to have fellowship with him.
进入神的交通里面。
To enter into fellowship with the Lord.
借着交通，他在那里更多领受神自己。
And in this fellowship, he will receive more of the Lord himself.
所以跟着前书第一章第九节祷告说：“说你们原是被召，好叫与他的儿子耶稣基督一同得分。”
So, First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 says, God is faithful to whom you were called into fellowship with his son.
更是说, 你们也是被他所召, 好,
that you were called into fellowship with his son, Lord Jesus Christ.
So,
the Lord saved us so that we can enter into his fellowship with his son.
So,
why does heaven here have an altar? And it's through the altar that a person can have a fellowship with the Lord. Here they can draw near to the Lord and have fellowship with Him. And through fellowship they can receive their spiritual provision. And the Lord is willing to give of the fullness of Himself to fellowship
to
us. Can we experience the fullness of Christ? And again, we have to ask this question, is there an altar
here?
If we have an altar, we will be more willing to come before the Lord and have fellowship with His Son. And through this fellowship, enjoy the Lord and to receive His provision for us. And so, brothers and sisters, this fellowship with the Lord is very important.
So,
when John was old, he wrote this letter and said, "Well, we've seen and heard we proclaim to you also that you may have fellowship with us." And so when he spoke of these things and wrote this letter, is to have fellowship with and it says, indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And so this fellowship is with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus, then we will have fellowship with each other. Why do we have fellowship? Because the life we receive is the same life. And this life we can receive and enjoy. This is the condition that the house of the Lord
brings
about. It says in Psalm 36, they drink of their fill of the abundance of your house. And there's an abundance in the house of the Lord that the people of the Lord can enjoy. And they can drink of the river of your delights because you have given them this eternal life. And so this abundance comes from the eternal life of the Lord Jesus. He is the fountain of life. And as we partake of this living water, and be satisfied. Is our spiritual life often filled with rejoicing? As we read God's word, we may read God's word and we find it to be very dry. There's no flavor. Have we not received anything? If we don't have this enjoyment, why? We have to ask ourselves, there, do we have an altar? So why have I championed that everywhere we go there ought to be an altar?
都是我们身上的祭坛。
If we have an altar in our lives,
自然而然我们在神的家里面，我们虽然在这里有享受。
Then naturally, if we're in the house of the Lord, we would have this enjoyment.
我们追求要享受聚会，共同聚会，也有享受，也有满足。
And all the gatherings that we have, we will find this enjoyment, even the.
因为在有在这里有祭坛。
Because we would have an altar there.
因为在这里所有神家里面的人，他们愿意把自己交到这个祭坛上。
Because all of God's children will be willing to offer themselves up on this altar.
愿意先死。
To be willing to die first,
然后自我生命就从这里把它彰显出来。
And that resurrection life would there be made manifest.
当人当尝到生命的时候，第二个里面是享受，是满足的。
And naturally, that life would be one full of enjoyment.
那也是有平安，那也是有喜乐的。
And there would be peace and joy.
就是这是神家正常的光景。
This is the normal condition of God's house.
神家正常光景呢，是在这个祭坛的根基上所带出来的。
And this normal condition is brought about by the sacrifice on the altar.
所以亚当是在希伯伦曼利橡树那里搭那个筑这个祭坛。
And so Abraham at the oak of Mamre in Hebron built this altar.
曼利意思就是回美，就是刚强。
Mamre means to
回美，就是北回美回啊
abundance.
对，丰富呢。
And then
刚强，刚强顺爽。
It's straight.
所以我们看见当人在西伯那里与基督有交通的时候，在那里不仅能享受到回美，在那里就能刚强起来。
And so at Hebron and Mamre, not only would he be able to experience abundance, but he would be strengthened.
就是我们肉身身体好像是一样。
And as our bodies as well.
一个人在那里吃了有享受的时候，自然而然他身体就强壮起来。
If they enjoy this fullness and they eat and drink, then they will naturally be strengthened.
灵性成长也是同样的原则。
And spiritual growth is the same.
就是我们每一次来到神的家，在这里与神有交通的时候
，Every time we come to God's household and we have this fellowship with Him,
我们就享受到神殿、神家里面的美丽。
We experience the abundance of His household.
我们在这里享受到那个快乐的河水
，and we enjoy the joy of this living water.
这一切就是由你生命所带出来的。
These are all things that are brought about by this eternal life.
当我们在那里享受到的时候，我们自然而然属灵生命就强壮起来。
And as we experience this, then our spiritual life will be strengthened.
我们的生命强壮，我们就能应付今周遭所遇到各种环境。
And as our spiritual life is strengthened, we will be able to endure all the situations around us.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕神把他带到迦南地。
So we see God has led Abraham to the land of Canaan.
接着他来到一个不同的地方，借那里所遭遇的，神要让他认识一些属灵的事情。
And at each place the Lord led him to, the Lord led him to a spiritual understanding.
他更多经历属灵的事情。
He more experienced in spiritual matters.
这不是单单亚伯拉罕读读他可以经历认识的。
These are not things that Abraham could just read about and experience.
凡是亚伯拉罕属灵子孙，每一个人都可以经历，都可以认识。
All his descendants of Abraham can experience these things for themselves.
这是神的心意。
This is God's promise.
就怎么来说，我们看以色列百姓，神把他们从埃及领出来，带到迦南地。
And so when all the people of Israel were led out of Egypt and returned to
Canaan, 真心的那块迦南地是个美地。
The Bible says that the land of Canaan was a very beautiful land.
是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
那里有出产丰富。
And there was a store of
food. 一切都是神的百姓可以享受的。
These were all things that God's people could enjoy.
所以神的心呢，是叫神的百姓在这个迦南地好好的享受神所应许给他们一切的祝福。
So God's will was for His people to experience the enjoyment
of the
But we know that His blessings here have a condition.
乃是他们当然是不是在那里要遵循神的律法
Were they
willing to follow God's law.
是不是在那里能够照着神的心意这样过生活？
Were they willing to live according to God's will?
是跟当以色列百姓出到埃及、出到迦南地的时候，他们的确有一个美好的日子。
And so when we see the people of Israel leaving Egypt, they had experienced this good day.
他们按着神的吩咐在那好好在那侍奉神，那敬畏神。
And they carefully lived according to God's will.
自然而然他们在那里就享受美地所带给他们一切福分。
And they enjoyed all the beautiful land provided for them.
当有一天他们离弃神，不再遵循神的话的时候。
But one day when they no longer listen to God's word,
他们在那里没有祭坛了,
and they no longer had the altar,
他们在那里离弃神了,
they abandoned the Lord.
他们不再把自己来献给神,
they no longer offered themselves up to the Lord.
他们是为了满足自己的私欲，满足自己的肉体,
and they lived to satisfy themselves in their flesh.
随即行事的时候,
when this occurred,
他们就不能再次享受到迦南地起先带给他们那些福分。
We can no longer enjoy the things that the land brought to them.
当他们没有办法享受到这些福分的时候，自然而然他们生命就衰竭了。
And when they can no longer enjoy these things, then their lives collapsed.
衰竭到一个地步，最后就死了。
And they collapsed to the point at the end they died.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里应该，对我们属灵生活经历，也应该在这个神心里面。
And so our spiritual experience ought to be as it is here.
借着亚伯拉罕，神在他身上开始一个工作。
As the Lord's work began in Abraham.
借着亚伯拉罕属灵的经历。
Through Abraham's spiritual experience.
让我们看见以后还是亚伯拉罕因信成亚伯拉罕子孙的人。
And as all those who have faith are descendants of Abraham,
也要同样走在这条道路上,
all of us ought to walk on this path of faith. This is the path of faith.
信心的道路就是我们眼目一直要定睛在主的身上。
And on this path of faith, our eyes must be focused on the Lord.
当我们什么时候稍微把眼目转移，从主的身上转移的时候,
if our eyes waver for a moment away from the Lord,
不再注视他,
and we're no longer focused solely upon Him,
不再把我们心放在他身上的时候,
if our hearts are not set solely upon Him,
所带出来的结果就是一个荒凉的光景。
The end result will be this desolate state.
感谢神呼召亚伯拉罕来到迦南地。
We thank the Lord that the Lord called Abraham to the land of Canaan.
我们看见亚伯拉罕他开始有个祭坛的生活。
And that Abraham had this life of sacrifice.
他和神对属神自己和神有个正常的关系。
And he had this normal relationship with the Lord.
他就知道如何来看待今天地上的事物。
And he knew how to face the situations of this world.
看见这个世界和世上所有一切都要过去。
And he saw that this world and all the things in it would pass away.
唯独遵循神旨的要永远长存。
And only those who focus on the word of the Lord would endure.
所以感谢神，神呼召亚伯拉罕，要永远不改变自己，同样今天也是呼召我们。
We thank the Lord that His unchanging will for Abraham is also His will for us.
神呼召我们来到这样一同经营他丰富里面。
And His call for us is to bring us into His fullness.
最后，要和他一同享受那永远荣耀。
And in the end, for us to enjoy His eternal glory.
把我们借着亚伯拉罕历史的经历，带领我们，给我们一些提醒。
May Abraham's experience remind us.
那我们除了生活侍奉，都建立在这个祭坛的根基上。
That our lives and service ought to begin on this altar.
唯独我们站在这个祭坛的根基上。
As we stand on the foundation of this altar,
我们就能知道什么是世界蒙义相属。
Then we understand what is the oath of Moab.
我们知道什么叫伯特利。
And what is Bethel.
我们知道什么叫希伯伦。
And what is Hebron.
那些都是乃是有祭坛的人所要经历所要认识的。
And these are all things that we need to understand through the altar.
包括每一个人都能像亚伯一样。
And may all of us individually be like Abraham.
我们都是亚伯属灵的子嗣。
We are all Abraham's spiritual descendants.
我们要照着亚伯所行的，其他所，照我们所行的，我们去行。
And we ought to do what he had done.
自然而然，在我们在属灵身上显出来关系就会有何等不一样。
And our spiritual experience would be changed.
我们将到这个经历，听什么？ 弟兄们做结束祷告。
And so we conclude our sharing, and our brother will conclude us in order of prayer.